We all know what time is, don't we? It affects all of us. The definition of time is something that's appointed and it's fixed. Time is it's something that has a beginning and it's something that has an end. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many times we go throughout the day. No doubt many of us wear watches. And if we don't wear watches, maybe we rely on our phones for us to keep track of time. I mean, how many times throughout the day, I just thought about that now, do we look at our watch and wonder what time it is? Maybe you're looking at your watch now and saying it's 12 something. This brother just now getting up. I don't know. Maybe I'll give him 30 minutes, maybe 35 at the most. You know, all of our lives are centered around time, isn't it? I mean, can you think of, I mean, there may be some things that that are not dependent on it. There may be a few. I mean, there's not very many. If you can come up with any, it's just a few. But you know what? Time affects each and every one of us. And you know what the thing about it is? We all have the same, well, in a day. Right? We have today. God has given, to those of us that are alive today, God has given us today. Amen. And you know what we have for today? We have 24 hours. Yes. Or 1,440 minutes. Or 86,400 seconds. That's what's in a day. We have no more and we have no less. And there's nothing that any one of us can do to control it.
That's right. Amen.
It's out of our hands.
Amen.
You know, sometimes maybe as we go through life, there are certain times maybe where that we wish it would just speed up just a little bit. I know those of us that still have jobs, sometimes you get to work on Monday morning and it's like, It's Monday. It's only Monday. Well, thank the Lord. And maybe you wish it would speed up a little bit to get to Friday. But then you get to Friday and then you want the opposite to happen.
Yeah.
Then you want it. Okay, it's Friday afternoon. I want it to slow down a little bit. Because it seemed like it just, the weekends, they just keep getting shorter. It seems like. You know, there's some scriptures in the Bible about time. Let us know about our life. You know, we think that we have so much time, don't we? All of us. But you know, when we consider what the word says, it lets us know and it puts things in perspective for us. Let's turn to James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. It's a very familiar text of scripture that we all know about. But it gives us some perspective about time. Each and every one of us, we have an individual amount of time. We're allotted a certain amount of time. There's a beginning, you know, a time when we're born. And then there's a time when we die. We don't know what it's going to be. You know, maybe it's 100 years or whatever it is. Maybe what's the life expectancy now? Is it 80, I guess it depends on if you're a male or a female, right? I think the women usually live longer than men. But you know, whatever that time period is, what does James 4 and 14 say?
Whereas ye know not
what shall be on the morrow.
For what is your life?
What is your life?
It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time
and then it vanish away. So it says there, even as each of us takes time to consider our individual lives, what is your life? And the writer here says it's just a little time.
Amen.
Our life, even at the longest, is just a short amount of time.
Yes.
The writer says here that it appeareth for a little time and then it vanishes away. The analogy here is made to a vapor. Next time you're in the kitchen, Whatever you, maybe you have something steaming coming out the oven or boiling something on the stove. Mm-hmm. I want you to take note of that steam that right you pull out, you know, whatever, maybe something you're cooking, some cookies or I don't know, maybe it's a casserole. You pull it out the oven and it's steaming hot. You can't eat it right away because it's so hot it'll burn your mouth. But you know what? Hey, you take it out and you set it, you see that little steam rise up. How long does it last? It doesn't last very long, does it? It can be in the oven for hours, maybe even. But then you bring it out and that steam, it is, that's our life. So when next time you see some steam rising of a hot pot or from something you take out of the oven, just when you see that vapor, that steam rise, and then you see it disappear, that's your life. Our life is just a vapor. The Amplified says this about your life. It's really just a wisp of vapor. It's a puff of smoke. It's a mist. A puff of smoke, of a mist that is visible for a little time, and then it disappears into thin air. Can you capture it? You can't eat. You can try to capture it, but it would just go out your fingers. We don't know what's on tomorrow, do we? We can plan for it, but all we have really is today. Amen. We only have today. Tomorrow is not promised to us. It's not something that we can assume that, well, you know, and I know we have to live life and we have to plan. And we'll talk about that a little bit later about when we plan, how we should plan. But all we have really is today. And what we can talk about, we can talk about things that we intend to do, that we desire to do. But you know, there's so many things that can happen. Have you ever set out to do something and then you something happens and you get completely thrown off? It happens to me sometimes. I'll go with a mind to do something and then get distracted with something else. And then I was like, what was I going to do? That can happen even throughout our day. Hey, oh, well, maybe, well, I'll have to do that tomorrow. It just seemed like time just it speeds up, it seems like. It affects each and every one of us differently, too, depending on where we are, depending on our stages of life. Think about infants. They really don't have a concept of time. Do they? No, I mean, really, what they're about is when's the next time I'm going to eat, right? That's their greatest concern is, and they don't really understand. They don't really comprehend. But don't you notice as you go through the different stages of life, it seems like your perspective changes a little bit. Yes. You know, maybe you can recall being a child and you as a child, sometimes you see children that are older than you doing things that you want to do. And you just wish that, oh, if they could just speed up just a little bit so that when I'm that age and now some of us there and past that. But, you know, it just changes, doesn't it? It changes. And then you get to be a teenager, and then there's other responsibilities and things that happen to you. And then life just goes on and on and on. And is it your perspective changes about life, too? I remember being a teenager. And I remember as a teenager thinking about my dad when he was in his 40s. Thinking, whew. That's up there. But you know, your perspective changes a little bit. Because now I'm looking at the last few days of mine. What happened? What happened to the time? I mean, I was... It just keeps on going, doesn't it? And then now I'm thinking, well, 40's... I'm about to end them now. That's not too bad. That's not so old. My perspective is different now. And I'm sure if the Lord allows more time for me, it's going to keep changing. If he allows, get a little bit older, I'll look and see, well, if by the help and grace of God I get into my 50s, I'll think, well, that's not so bad. You know, something else about our time. There's a verse in Psalm, the 102nd chapter, in the 11th verse. Gives us another analogy about what time is as it relates to things that we experience in this life. Psalm 102 and 11.
My days are like a shadow that declineth.
My days are like a shadow that declineth.
And I am withered like grass.
We can watch it. We can observe it. Right? We can watch our shadow as it changes based on what's going on with the sun.
Yes.
You know, you look at it and it starts a certain size and then it'll get bigger and then it'll shrink back down and then it's gone. Yes. We can watch grass that just is there one day and then it's withered away.
Yes.
And it just seemed like it can go so quickly. Again, I talk about myself and remembering, seemed like just a few years ago, I was a teenager. And then I was a 20-something year old going to college. The sister was talking about this morning, going to college. I went to college, seemed like just a few years ago. And then I got married and started having some children. And now I have two children that are over 20. What happened? Time happened. That's right. But you know what? Throughout time, God is faithful. Because I've endeavored to serve him, gave my heart to the Lord as a teenager. And I've endeavored to draw closer to him. You know, I had some struggles along the way. But you know what? Throughout it all, God has been faithful.
Amen.
Throughout the changing of time, and reminded of a song that there's a few phrases of the song. It says, time is filled with swift transition, isn't it?
Yes,
you know how you look at all of us. We can reflect back and look on our life and say, what happened? Time is filled with swift transition. Swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand.
Yes.
Oh, but along the way, if we recognize that, God, you've given me this time, I want to use it to serve you.
Yes,
I want to use it to benefit the kingdom of God.
Yes,
and Lord, I want to live my life in a way that's pleasing and honoring to you.
Yes.
And you know, when we endeavor to do that, God can bless the time that we have. Another verse, it says, trust in him who will not leave you.
Yeah.
He trust in him. He will not leave whatsoever the years may bring. You know what? I can look back over my life, and no doubt we can all do that. We can look back over our lives and see through the years of time, through the time that I've had up to now, how God has been blessed. He's been with us. He's blessed us every step of the way. We can know that if we put our trust in him, he's been with us each and every step of the way. Although, you know, that's something that time is constantly moving. It's constantly changing. Seems like it's just constantly, it feels like it. Maybe I'm the only one that feels like it's just going faster. Especially in the world that we live in today, it just seems like it's accelerated or something. But you know, through all these changes of things, there's something that's remained constant. God has remained the same. And that verse of song, trust him, he will not leave you. Why? Because we know in Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse, it says, Jesus Christ. He's the same. Amen. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He'll be the same forever.
Amen.
He's been the same from the beginning. He was, he is, and he is to come. So even he was here before me, and he was faithful to those before me. He's been good and faithful to me. And when I'm gone and off the scene, if God still allows time, he'll still be faithful.
Amen.
Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, God has a different perspective about time. It's completely different from ours, isn't it? You know, we just think about things. It's just human nature in terms of everything has a beginning and an end to it, no matter what it is. And it's just part of how we think about things. But God sees things differently. Again, it goes back to the fact that he always was, he always is, and he always will be. He doesn't need to rely on time. It has no kind of effect on him. He inhabits eternity.
Amen.
So when we think about our time, I heard someone say this recently about time. Time is a talent that God has given each and every one of us. We know about, you know, the parable of the talents.
Yes.
The servant, he was going away and he had different ones that he gave talents to.
Yes.
Not going to go there this afternoon for the sake of time. But you understand, he was going away and he had several servants and he gave them some talents.
That's right.
One he gave five, the other he gave three, and the other he gave one. And he was expecting something on his return. He wanted them to do something with what he had given them. And you know about it. The one, he took his five and did this and that, and he got five more. And then the one that had three, he did this and that. I believe he doubled his as well. Oh, but the one that he gave one, he didn't do anything with it. So he can say, well, I have time. But what are you doing with the time that God has given you? You know, the best time to get acquainted with God is while you're young. The scripture says, remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth. You know, because why is it so important? Because time gets away so quickly. Get a hold of, if you're young this afternoon and you don't know God, get a hold of him now.
Yes.
It's the best decision that you could ever make as a young person.
True.
Is to get to know God while you're young.
Yes.
Let God guide and lead and direct the time that he has given you. Because you know what? If you don't do that, you get further along and maybe God will extend his love. Maybe he'll extend his mercy. But you can look back and the years will go by.
Right.
And you'll say, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened to the time?
Yes.
And what have I done?
That's right.
So time is a gift from God.
Yes.
That he's given each and every one of
yes.
us. And you know what? We have a tendency to take it for granted. Now, we think about God gave it to us. So what shouldn't we take something that's given by God and use it to glorify and please him?
Amen.
That makes sense, right? So now, if I can look at my life and say, well, wherever you are, whatever stage of life you're in now, you can't do anything with the time that's gone. Can't do anything with it. It's already gone.
Amen.
But you know what you can do? You can draw a line in the sand.
That's right.
Right? And you can start with today.
Amen.
That's all we can do is start with today. Lord, you've given me, I can't speak to what's gone on in the time that you've given me this past. Can't do anything about it now. But Lord, you've given me today. And by your grace and strength, from this day forward, I'm going to take the time, the talent that you have given me, and I want to use it to please and honor you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Why is that so important to each and every one of us? Why is it so important to take the time that God has given us and to use it wisely? Because one day I'm going to have to give account for it.
That's right.
One day, God is going to ask, what did you do?
Amen.
I gave you a talent, and that talent was time. What did you do with it?
Lord.
You know, when you think about us and our lives, there's probably one expression that maybe we use quite often. I don't have time. Maybe you all have never said that. Yeah, maybe. But I suspect that everybody in this room at some point in time has said, I don't have time. But you know what I find? We make time for things, don't we? If there's something that you want to do, you make time for it.
Amen.
So now God has given us time. Now, what are we doing with it? Oh, well, I'm too busy. Are we? We going to say that to the one that gave us the time? We going to tell him, I'm too busy. I can't live for you, Lord. I'm too busy. I got too many things going on. I don't have time to live for you. I only have time on Sunday just to go to church, and that's enough. Lord, help us. He gave us every day, didn't he?
Amen.
My encouragement is take time for Jesus.
Amen.
Take time for Jesus, but make room. Make room.
Amen.
You don't have room, make some room.
That's right.
Don't do it. Don't say, I'll take care of it tomorrow. Don't do that. Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not mine. I can plan for it. And if the Lord spares time, I'll be at work tomorrow. But what about today? What have I done today? What have I done today with the time that God has given me? It's a dangerous thing to put off for tomorrow what you can do today.
Amen.
You're presuming on God's mercy. I know the scripture says his mercies are new every morning. In Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, I believe the 22nd verse, it says they're new every morning. But I don't know if I'm going to get that morning. There's a verse in Proverbs that gives us a little bit of warning. It's the 27th chapter and the 1st verse.
Boast not thyself of tomorrow.
Boast not thyself of tomorrow.
For thou knowest not what a day
may bring forth. You know, we don't know. We have the day, we open up our eyes, and I just find it the best thing that we can do when God gives us another day is say, Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord, for this time that you have given for today. Help me to use the time that you've given me today in the way that you'd have me to use it. And as we have different responsibilities where we go different places, but just ask God, wherever you go, whatever you do, help me, Lord, to use the time that you have given me.
Yeah.
in some kind of way. Maybe I can encourage somebody. Maybe I can lift somebody up.
Yes.
Like the brother said, that one somehow just we don't even always have to say anything, do we? Was talking about a little bit this morning in Sunday school about you can talk about God to people, but the best thing that you can do is live it before Him. And be faithful with the time that God has given each and every one of us to live our lives in a way that's pleasing and honoring to Him. So we can have an effect on somebody without even saying anything. Maybe He did say something, but just the observation. That person knows God. I have a need. Would you pray for my son? Just by being out and about. By taking the time that God has given and just being willing to be used of Him. Not saying I'll take care of it tomorrow. Don't boast about tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of today. How much time do we have left? Do we know?
No, we do not.
And you know what? What if we did? I think that would be more detrimental for us than by not knowing. Because then I work in an industry of deadlines. I'm an architect, so it's all about when is it due? And it seemed like no matter what the project is, you could plan ahead and work ahead and do all that you can do. But what am I doing down to the last moment trying to finish up some things?
Right.
Oh, I got to finish this. I got to finish. It's due at this point. So that we would do the same thing.
Amen.
We would do it. If God said you got this many seconds, you got 100,000 seconds, sir. A million seconds. You quick mathematicians, maybe you can tell us how many years that is. But whatever it is, what would you? Okay, so I got to do this, and then at the end, I'll save God about 5 minutes at the end, and I'll give Him some time at the end. That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Talked about one day we're going to have to give an account.
Yes.
We're going to have to stand before God one day.
Yes.
And He's going to ask some questions. I don't know how it's going to go, but if you give me some liberty this morning, then I could imagine a couple of questions that He might ask us.
Mm-hmm.
My child, my loving child, what did you do with the time that I gave
you?
What did you do with it? And if the first thing's out of my mouth, well, what happened was, or I would have done such and such, but you see, the word lets us know we're going to be without excuse.
That's right.
There's no excuse that we're going to be able to offer God that He's going to say, all right, I understand. All of the things of your life, the circumstances of your life, everything that you had to go through and the people that you had to deal with, I understand why. No.
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 What did you do with the time?
That's right.
Did you serve me? Did you do anything? Did you promote the kingdom of God in some kind of way?
Lord help.
Not only that, did you fulfill the divine purpose that I had for your life? We all have time. And God has a specific purpose for every human being on this earth. And it's each and every one of our own individual responsibility to find out what that is. And if we don't give Him the time that He deserves, we'll never know. And you think it will be an excuse to, when you stand before God and you say, well, I didn't know what you wanted me to do. Well, how much effort and time did you put in trying to find out? You know what? Why do we have church? Why do we have revivals? You know what? I think about it like this. You know, in school, you have quizzes,
that's right?
Yes.
And the quizzes is preparation for what? The exam or the test, right?
Yes.
Right? So that's where if you're in a class and you have a quiz and you take the quiz and you do a bad, get a bad score, isn't that a wake-up call for you?
Yes.
To say, wait a minute, I need to spend a little bit more time studying, don't I?
Yeah.
Because I'm not prepared. And I know that at some point in this semester or quarter, whatever it is nowadays, there's going to be an exam. There's going to be a test. And if I don't put some more effort into it, then I'm going to mess up on that too. And then I may have to take this class over again. The problem is, there's no do-overs in life. The Bible is clear. We're not going to have a second opportunity. All we have is now. So this is like a little mini quiz. For me too. Help me, Lord. You've given me some time. Lord, am I doing everything that you desire me to do? Help me, Lord, to be faithful. Because I got to stand before you one day.
Amen.
And I want to hear him say, well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. Right.
Yesterday is past. Today is mine. And tomorrow is not promised. So if when I presume on tomorrow, there's something that I should write it in pencil, right? Write it in pencil and say, if the Lord will, right? Go back to James, the 4th chapter and the 15th verse.
For that ye ought to say,
if the Lord will,
we shall live
and do this
or that.
If the Lord will.
Yes.
So we recognize the importance of getting right with God today, because how are we going to tell God, well, if the Lord will, tomorrow, Lord, I'm going to start serving you? That don't even sound right.
Yes.
You know, for us to say if the Lord will, that means I'm already started in the right direction. I'm already going in the path that he wants me to go. And Lord, if you extend life and breath by your help and grace, I want to do more for you. So if the Lord will, we'll do this and we'll do that. Here's a thought. We endeavor to spend time for God now, living for him, serving him, so that we get an opportunity to spend eternity with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So think about that. So if I don't spend time serving him and living for him now, am I going to get the opportunity in eternity?
Yeah.
No. So I have time now. My now, but the time that I have now is what's available to me.
Amen.
There's a song in our book. It says, have you any time for Jesus?
That's right.
Have you any time for Jesus while the fleeting moments roll? Is this mortal life so busy that you can't save your soul? If you don't, this is the only time you have is now.
That's right.
I can't presume on tomorrow.
That's right.
And when I leave here, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
Eternity is endless.
That's right.
It's endless.
Amen.
There's no time element.
That's right.
There's no beginning. There's no end. It's continuous. It's like a circle. Where's the beginning of it? Where's the end of it? You don't know, do you? Because once it's a circle, it just keeps going. Our life span, no matter how long it is, the man, Methuselah, what he lived, 969 years, didn't he?
Nice.
It was still fixed.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a beginning. There was an end. There's a song, it says, a verse, the verse of it, it says, "O souls, be up and doing. We have no time to lose." We don't have time to lose. There's a lot. Why don't we have time to lose? There's a life and death before us.
Amen.
Well, I'll worry about that tomorrow. Can you? Can you really take that chance? Well, I just won't make a decision today. That's making a decision. Not making a decision is making a decision. Because you're delaying something. That you're presuming on something that is not yours right now. What are we doing with the time that God has given us? The time that's passed, again, we can't do anything about it. What about today? What about today? I desire your prayers that I would be found taking the time that God has given me, doing, endeavoring to fulfill the purpose he has for me in my life. I want to hear those words, "Well done." And I can hear them by his grace and by his strength if I take the time that he's given me and use it as he would have me.